Good afternoon, everybody, and you're very welcome along to our end of season media availability after quite a memorable 2024 under our new ownership of Game Plan Sports Group. Thank you all for joining us. We appreciate your time as always, and we've appreciated your time throughout the 2024 season and appreciate all of the coverage as well. We are joined by a couple of very special guests, as promised, our Chief Executive Officer, Eduardo Pascal, and also our GM and President, Ricardo Pascal. Please, guys, if you can, as some of you have already done, so obedient, use that raise hand icon so I can see that you want to ask a question. Please, if we can, just keep it to one question and one follow-up, just to be a little bit understanding to everybody else joining the call, and we'll get things started. Mitchell, you were very quick to get in there very early on with your hand, so over to you first.
Sounds good. Ricardo, we'll start with maybe the news of the day, which is obviously you guys announcing a League One Ontario team for next season. How important of a step is that for the club and kind of your continued goal and commitment to develop young Canadian talent?
Hi, Mitch. First of all, thank you and everybody for being here. I really appreciate your time. I also want to take a brief moment on behalf of my family and Eduardo's family to thank everybody in the community and Toronto City. I can't express enough how grateful we are, how the city has given us this chance to live here with open arms, and couldn't be more excited for what's to come. Getting to your question, Mitchell. Look, it's been more than a year since we first contacted the league, even before we were announced as owners. We contacted League One. We tried for 2024, couldn't pull it off, but it's a year in the making. So it's fine. It's very grateful to see that all these projects that we have are coming together to life. Mm-hmm. So as we said it since day one, and I'll continue to say this, we truly believe in the talent that exists not only in the GTA and Toronto, but in Canada as a whole. It's just a matter of identify them, give them a chance to develop, and hopefully take a look at what they can become down the future. So pretty excited for what's to come.
And just a follow-up and a kind of an open-ended one for both of you, but what's maybe been the most rewarding part for you guys as owners for this first season is, you know, owning York United?
Oh, hi, Mitch. How are you? As my brother already said, one of the most important parts for us was living within the community, getting to know the people, getting to know our fans, getting to know this wonderful city in many, many ways. People have embraced us, and we're very thankful for that. And we want to just add a little bit of our knowledge to the game, to the community, and to this wonderful city that has embraced us so much. So answering your question, I think getting to know all the roots from everyone here in the sport, and not only the soccer industry, but otherwise also, and everyone in general, we're so grateful, and we had an amazing journey. Can't wait for next year and next year to come, hopefully for a lot of time.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate it. And Neil, over to you.
Thank you, Owen. Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time. I was wondering if you could give us an update on the coaching situation and also explain what happened. It seemed like you and Benjamin seemed your club and Benjamin seemed a good match. What happened?
Hi, Neil. How are you? Thanks for being here. Regarding Benjamin, we're very grateful with him. He helped us a lot, I think, since day one. It's no doubt that he was the right person for the job. One thing that led us to hire him was that he interpreted really quickly what Eduardo, myself, and Jorge wanted out of not just the players and the team, but the city, the club, technical staff, everybody. I think he delivered, as you can obviously tell, he delivered quite well. Moving forward, as you know, Neil, we have a very ambitious project, which some of these as League One are coming a reality right now. You obviously also know that we've been in search of a new stadium. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And we have many other projects that are also very ambitious. I can't wait to make it public. just Benjamin had other plans for the future, and we went just a matter of him wanted something different in the short term, and that's fine with it. Nothing more.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Michael, over to you.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Just following up then from what Neil asked, the coaching search, the next appointment's obviously crucial to you guys. It has to be the right guy, and I'm sure you're going to take your time appointing it. Does it need to be somebody that kind of brings that Mexican football ethos to the club, or are you open to having a coach from anywhere in the world as long as it is the right fit?
No, hi, how are you? No, we're looking for everything. I mean, it does not have to be necessarily Mexican. We're looking to a lot of options, obviously Canadians also, and some international coaches as well. But we're looking to be here with the next coach for quite many years to come. No, we want to see it as a long-term project. We don't want to just hire a coach for a year, maybe three, and let him go. We want to establish a long project with a League One team now coming on next year, and hopefully more news next year for our club. We want to hire a coach that's going to be here for many, many years. So we're open to everything. Our interview process has already begun, and hopefully in the next days you're going to hear the news. So.
And I want to add also something that the driver just said. And this isn't going to talk as foreigners, as Mexicans, but sometimes as Canadians, maybe you... or I'm saying you, but like the industry doesn't realize how likable this being a new coach at York United is. Like, you can't imagine enough the amount of resumes that we've got. Pretty good resumes, like unbelievable resumes with coaches that have either trained national teams or first league tiers in many countries in the world. And it's no secret, like Canada, even as a country, if not one of the most beautiful countries in the world, probably maybe it is a country that you can raise a family like maybe no other, a beautiful city like Toronto, a long-term plan. So believe me, we have a lot of options, not just Canadian, not just Mexicans. And obviously we have a short list of two people that we've talked to right now, but we're... even though the search has narrowed, again, just from the outside, let you know that it's a very, very likable job for anybody out there.
Yeah, I can believe it is. As an immigrant myself, and I'm sure Owen will agree, it's like that's part of the reason that we came to Canada. It's such a wonderful place to come and live. I mean, you guys are approaching now your first year anniversary since the official announcement of taking over. When you look back on the last year, what do you see as being the biggest challenges? Because obviously the Canadian football scene is very different to what you've been used to before.
Sure. No, first of all, I want to say we're really happy with our investment here in Canada. We truly believe in the CPL. We truly believe in the ownership group. We truly believe in our commissioner. It's a great league with great upside, and everybody in the soccer industry knows this. And that's why we came to Canada, first of all. So... our great challenge is developing youth Canadians, getting those shoulders females on the field. Those actually, our example was from last year. We signed five youth Canadians by naming Shola, Anthony, Lucas, Finn. So whatever our project is, it goes more beyond soccer. Also the community part, just taking care of the community in a good way, approach them and getting to know them. But a big, huge challenge is developing, getting to know those youth players and we're going to bring them to our academy and hopefully maybe playing on the national team someday. So that's maybe one of our most important goals for now.
That's great. Thanks, guys. Good luck for next season.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate you joining us today. Neil, you might have a follow-up there.
Yes, thank you. On the League One new team, your franchise has shown that it can develop young talent. How important do you think to the success of the club down the line is having this kind of vehicle for young talent? And how quickly do you think the first team will see the benefits?
Neil, I can tell you that probably the League One team is already annoyed by Eduardo and me because it's been a year in the making. So again, we wanted to push for 2024. There was an option there, but it was a weekly conversation, weekly communication. So I can't express it now how excited we are today that we just announced this for next year. And it's no secret that we want to go young and we want to go local. And I think League One for now it's our like our first stone set, and it's gonna be a combination of obviously of our first team, meaning of young talent with veteran leadership and very good players. But in the long run, we want our team to be almost full with the talent that comes through the League One team. It's going to be an under 20, as you know, right now. And I'm pretty sure we're going to accomplish that at Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Appreciate it. Sophie, over to you.
Muy buenas tardes, chicos. ¿Cómo andan? Bueno, algo que no vemos habitualmente acá en Canadá y creo que en ninguna liga ni en ningún país es que los dueños de un club son realmente la cara y el ADN de ese mismo club. Hoy en día ustedes los asocian directamente a York United como un club mexicano y hay mucho ADN latino que se enorgullece en ser parte o fanático de este mismo club. ¿Cómo lo viven ustedes sabiendo que también están viviendo en otro país acá en Canadá?
Hola, Sofía, ¿cómo estás? Gusto saludarte. Mira, antes que nada, sí es normal y pues es normal que nos asocien mucho con los latinos, también por los refuerzos, evidentemente porque somos mexicanos y por los refuerzos que trajimos al equipo, siendo primordialmente mexicanos, desde el entrenador hasta los refuerzos que nos acompañaron, que vinieron a apoyarnos en el torneo pasado. Y nos enorgullece mucho ser mexicanos, por supuesto, y latinos. Pero también queremos que nos conozcan como unas personas que venimos a apoyar al fútbol canadiense, al país, tratar de apoyar y aportar nuestro granito de arena de nuestra sabiduría en el tema del fútbol. Y bueno, o sea, es un equipo canadiense aquí en Toronto, muy felices de estar acá, y sobre todo nos está permitiendo seguir apoyando el fútbol, ¿no? El fútbol en la parte de los talentos jóvenes que existen en este gran país.
Y bueno, para no sé si querías agregar algo y te interrumpí.
Agregando un poco, Sophie, de lo que dice Eduardo, también nos huirte mucho el hecho de tener contacto con no nada más de gente en México, pero de toda América, gente en Argentina, gente en Chile, equipos que nos han buscado y nos han preguntado ¿y cómo está la liga? ¿Cómo está creciendo las franquicias? ¿Qué planes tienen? ¿Cómo van los jugadores? El hecho de, no sé si a lo mejor ser los primeros, pero creer en un proyecto, el vivir aquí en Canadá y ser como embajador, ¿no? Yo entiendo que nos sentimos canadienses. El hablar con gente latina que está preguntando qué hacen ahí, cómo lo hacen y cómo han crecido y qué tal los jugadores y cómo va, pues enorgullece mucho, ¿no? Y es algo que lo hemos dicho bastante veces, señor hermano y yo. Creemos que aquí el cielo es el límite en cuestión de cómo puede crecer el fútbol en un país como Canadá. Y nada, muy orgulloso en ese sentido.
Y bueno, para hacerles un follow-up en esta pregunta que le han hecho a lo largo de toda esta conferencia de prensa con respecto a la búsqueda del entrenador, entiendo que ya está bastante cerrada esa búsqueda. ¿Cómo lo viven? ¿Cómo viven este proyecto? Y además, ¿cómo continúan o cómo buscan un perfil que cumpla con todas estas características que vienen trayendo?
Claro, no, bueno, antes que nada, no nos sorprende nada la inquietud que ha generado esto en varios entrenadores alrededor del mundo. Nos han buscado de muchos países alrededor del mundo que les interesa mucho venir aquí a Toronto, a esta liga. Y bueno, la verdad es que dentro de todo no necesariamente estamos buscando un entrenador mexicano, aunque sí están en una, sí ha sido opción, por supuesto, y también de otros países. Y bueno, estamos muy abiertos a la parte de, y ya platicamos con varios canadienses, que lo que dijimos, a nosotros nos interesa que el próximo entrenador esté con nosotros mucho tiempo, que nos ayude en el development de todos los próximos, y yo espero que sean futuras estrellas de aquí en Canadá. Y bueno, no cerramos las puertas a nada, estamos abiertos, seguimos en pláticas con varios prospectos. Y bueno, próximamente estaremos anunciando el entrenador.
Gracias, chicos.
Gracias, Sofía.
Over to you, Guillermo.
Hello. How are you doing? Thanks for the time, Ricardo and Eduardo. Just wanted to know if this season was what you were expecting, or it exceeded your expectations now looking back.
Thank you for your question and your time. I think it exceeded in many ways, not just on the field. What we are looking for is more than just what we did on the field. We wanted to make sure that every game we speak to parents, we speak to the community, we speak with reporters like yourself, we speak with the media, and just hear them out, right? And just continue to learn, and create this plan that we're going to make sure we're going to develop back into the community and to the city, the project that are going to come to life. So it was, again, it exceeded in many ways, not just on the field, also off the field. Again, we assure the commitment we have with this project, and it's vital for us just to hear what people are saying, what they're expecting out of us. So far exceeded our expectations.
And with that being said, what are the expectations for next season?
Well, keep on growing the game, keep on supporting youth Canadians, keep getting into the community. It was a learning experience for my brothers and for me this last season, and we're still learning a lot from the wonderful country and wonderful community. So our expectations are, of course, be better on the pitch, but not everything is about winning games. No, there's a lot to do off the pitch also, and supporting the community, getting to know them, hearing them. And there's a lot of that expectation for next year, but also we've got to pass the expectations that we just accomplished this year, on and off the field, of course.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I just want to add that it's not about being cocky, but confident. I know that the ownership that we have regarding our soccer knowledge, starting with Eduardo and myself, and to our sporting director, Jorge Del Pando, I think it's very good, just to say the least. So, on the pitch, we know we're going to perform very well. We know it's a guarantee. I can guarantee that. The community, and we're working very hard day in, day out, late until every night, just to make sure we have a great on the field. And also it's going to take time to develop the off the field, right, as Eduardo said, reaching out to the community, being present in the city, talking to families, talking to the communities, but every day we're working on that also, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if you allow me just a quick one about the coach, any chance you have a promotion within technical staff, perhaps, have you considered?
Yeah, there can be a chance. I mean, of course, we have a great technical staff, but some of them, they're part of the interview process, but we want to get ahead of it because there's many things we've got to do before we announce it or before we decide of which coach is going to be the next coach for our club. So, yeah, of course.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Guillermo. And Neil, you're back with one more.
Yes, thank you, Owen. Gentlemen, you mentioned the stadium. Ricardo, you had said earlier that the team is looking down the line for a new home. Can you give us an update on what's happening there? Do you expect to be back at your clients next season?
Hey, Neil. I think you're going to get the same boring answer as I gave you last time. We continue in the search. We continue with different conversations. It's a daily thing that we're on. A lot of conversations have been had in the last months, lots of conversations, nothing official yet to announce. Hopefully this changes fairly soon next year, Neil. We can dive into that then.
Okay, thank you.
Nice try, Neil. Almost. You almost got something there. Giancarlo, you've been waiting patiently.
Thanks, Owen. Good afternoon, guys. You mentioned there about the progression of some of the youth that this academy will hopefully provide. One of your draft picks last year, Christian Zapierdi, was the Youth Sports Player of the Year this year. Just curious if you were able to maybe keep tabs on either him or with his coaching staff this year, and do you envision him being in the fold next season?
Yeah, of course. I don't know. Christian was playing with his university team at the same time we were playing our playoff game in York. He was there after the game. I had a quick chat with him, but of course, I mean, we truly believe he's a great project for our club, and he's going to have another chance for us for sure.
And just a follow-up, again, on the stadium one, like, have the conversations at least been optimistic, or have you been finding out these conversations are going, and maybe that next year you have to see how this one goes at your client stadium before they want to commit whatever, I guess, region or city comes to the table?
No, yeah, very optimistic. But at the end, I mean, right now, it's a reality. We're very happy to play at the client stadium. I mean, it's not, I mean, every sports franchise in the world deserves their own stadium, that's for sure, and maybe our owner would say the same. Of course, it's not a high-end secret that we're looking for a new stadium, but the talks with everyone regarding this project have been great, which is not yet ready to announce it yet, hopefully it comes very soon.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Thank you, Giancarlo. Josh, do you have a sneaky question in there? You've been kind of in and out, but it's over to you if you want to ask one.
No, that's all good. Thank you. Neil kept stealing my questions, so just kidding.
Neil, do you have another one?
No, I'm good, Owen. Thank you.
Okay, great. Jacob, over to you.
You mentioned there was rising youth stars for the York United. To mention Shola Jimmo, who just called up from to actually work out with the Canadian national team. Just your thoughts on Jimmo, who just got called up to practice with the national team.
Yeah, I want to start off by saying we don't want to put too much pressure on Shola. I mean, he's 16 years old. We signed him when he turned 16. Having said that, I think it's proof of the talent in the area that exists. We invited Shola for training second week of January, if I remember correct. And since then, he hasn't done nothing but impress. Then we offered him the AYT somewhere around May, maybe. And this is a proof. It's a proof that the talent is in the area. It's a proof that you commit hard work. Again, don't want to put too much pressure on the kid because he's a kid who's in high school. But that's why we mean that the future of Canada is in very good hands because of talents of Shoulder. So we're going to continue to develop Shoulder, speak to his family about this, how being a professional is, advise him in every way we can, and take it forward.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jacob. One question for me before we wrap. League One and a team next season. You guys have been working on this for a very long time. What does it mean to you for this project to come to fruition? Because it's exactly what you wanted. It's another underage platform for young talent in our neighborhoods and communities to get a chance to develop. You mentioned this at your unveiling, that you believed in investing in Canadian talent. Actually being able to hold yourself accountable and to back up your words with meaningful actions, it must be a fantastic feeling to know that this is coming very, very soon.
Yeah, as you said, Owen, if we say something, it's because we want to do it, and we pursue that ambition. In this case, we talk about supporting youth Canadians. We did that for our first team last year, and we're going to do it for our next team also. League One team, you know, that's hopefully we're going to have more announcements on the next year regarding all this, our sporting project. But at the end, we're here with a great ambition. We say it, we mean it, and we work hard to make this happen. So.
And adding to that, we went to a lot of League One games this year, and we're just like biting our tongue saying we kind of make the announcement now, but League One told us not to, obviously. It wasn't officially finalized yet. And you're not going to let me lie, Owen. Even in the office, nobody knew. We told you guys what, like maybe a month ago or something. So.
I don't know if I still know all the details, to be honest.
But yeah, but it's just an example of, as Eduardo said, all the projects that we have moving forward and showing the commitment to the city. at soccer, the landscape in Canada. It's good to see these projects actually come to life. And next year, hopefully, we're going to hear two or three more important notices also from our end.
I know, based on your knowledge and growing knowledge of the Canadian soccer landscape, you've researched League One Ontario. All of these players that have come through League One Ontario, that system, who now are superstars with the national team, is that an ultimate dream of yours to see a kid play at the York United FC Academy and then go through that trajectory and finally wear that Canada jersey in a couple of years' time?
Of course it is. Owen. You can see a pretty good example of what you're saying. We got players that now play for the national team and important teams in Europe. They play for Canada men's national team right now. So that's our end. That's our dream. But we gotta work hard to make things happen, because if you want to accomplish something in life, you gotta work to do it. So yeah, we're starting with something with a League One team. Hopefully, in the near future, as Ricardo already told you, you're gonna hear very good news regarding more projects. So at the end, we're very, very happy. Can't wait for next season to start next year, but otherwise it will already start. So thank you, guys. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you for supporting us, to all the media. You've been great with us. You embraced us in many, many ways. At the end, we're here to add the experience that we have. Is it little or is it big? That's going to happen. You're going to see that. We're very happy to be here.
With that, guys, let's call it a day. Thank you all, to echo Eduardo's sentiments, for joining us, not just today, but for the entire season. We appreciate your coverage and appreciate your interest in the club. It's been a memorable year, and I think there's a lot more memorable days going forward. Thank you all for your time. Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.